Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
-44 Mountain Home trailing Greenbrier. Just looking at some scores. Northside and North Little Rock, two of the top girls teams in the state right now, are in their fifth overtime. It's 8:42 and they haven't even started the boys game yet. Five overtimes. What a battle that's been. Mountain Home with the basketball. Here's Cresilius right side. Peters back to Cresilius. He's open. The three. Yes! Cresilius hits the three in the corner. He has 5 points off the bench. It's a one-point game, 44-43, with 7.5 to play. This one has lived up to its billing. It's been great. Clark, a three to answer, and it's good. He has 25 on the night. We previewed the Waymire versus Matthews matchup in the paint, which Waymire's dominated tonight, but boy, Clark has stepped up for the Panthers. Here's Cresilius, a three. This one won't go. And the Panthers with the rebound. That's Lynn on the backside. Up ahead, down the paint, shot blocked by Waymire. A late whistle, and they're going to call goaltending. Oh, the Mountain Home fans don't like this. Oh, my. The official had to think about it and called the goaltending. Count the bucket by Wilson underneath. 49-43. Here's Cresilius open for 12 along the baseline. No, Waymire puts it in. 17 points and 12 boards for Waymire. 49-45, Greenbrier leads it. Turnover by the Panthers along the baseline. That's only their fifth turnover. -45. Here's Peters. Now Bashir's out top, back to Peters. Dietschy playing the high post. Here's Peters down the paint. He fell down, lost the basketball. It counts as a missed shot. Wilson with the rebound. Panthers on the move, up by four with the ball. Clark, now Clifton out top. Clifton into the paint. Blocked underneath by Waymire. And Peters comes up with the basketball for Mountain Home. Here come the Bombers. In the corner, Cresilius. Inside to Waymire, offensive foul. Well, Matt Holmes upset with that, but that was the right call. Coach Fulcher better be careful. He's getting awfully animated on the court. Cresilius out. Boy, what a great about 3 or 4 minutes he had in there. Benton comes in for Mountain Home. Waymire called for his third foul, fourth team foul, 11th Mountain Home turnover. Greenbrier by four with the basketball. This is about as intense as it gets. This has been a great battle. Out top with it is Matthews. Tome on the left side. 5.5 minutes left. Greenbrier leads it by four, 49-45. It's Stewart. Now Matthews. They'll look inside along the baseline. Wilson, his shot no good. Bashir's the rebound. Has it taken away, though. A turnover. A top of three missed. Matthews rebound. The putback is good. He has 4 points and four rebounds on the night. 51-45, timeout Mountain Home. They've got two left. 5:02 to play. Greenbrier leads at 51-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
5:02 to play. Mountain Home trailing Greenbrier 51-45. We've had 7 lead changes, 4 ties in the ball game. It has been a dandy all the way through. Mountain Home on the offensive end. This is Benton in the corner. Cruz wants the 3, gets it. Cruz buries the 3 from the corner. Cuts the lead in half, 51-48. Greenbrier leads it with the basketball. And a steal by Talon Benton. Did not have numbers, it was 1-on-2. So he tries, he pulls up, and now the ball taken away. And then Benton steals it back away. He gives it to Peters, he'll work it into the front court. Benton had stolen the ball away, then on the offensive end had to take it away, and he goes to the other end and takes it back. Peters to the free throw line. Tries to go inside to Waymire, and the pass is errant. It goes out of bounds. 14 turnovers by Mountain Home on the Knights. 4:07 to play. The Bombers down 3. 4 timeouts for Greenbrier. The Bombers have 2 left to use. Stewart on the right side. Student section getting into this one for the Bombers. They look down low. The kick out in the corner. Dunlap at 3. It's good. Oh, that's big. Third 3 of the night for Dunlap. And it's back to a 6-point lead, 54-48. Right side, Cruz for the Bombers. Driving baseline. Lost the handle on it. Turns it over. 15 turnovers by Mountain Home. Deechee comes out. Bashir's back in now for Mountain Home. 3:25 to play. Greenbrier by 6 with the ball. Matthews with it. High post to Stewart. Dunlap. Stewart in the corner. Stepped out of bounds with it. 8 turnovers by Greenbrier. 3:11 to play, 54-48 Greenbrier. This is Benton working out top for Mountain Home. In the corner, Cruz, a 3, won't go. And the rebound inside by Devin Clark. Had good position, picks up his 4th rebound of the Knights. Stewart out top for the Panthers. 2:49 to play. Greenbrier by 6. Right now, they've got all 5 players outside the 3-point arc, and they're willing to work a little motion here and spread the floor and work on the clock. Bombers going to have to chase now on defense. 2:34 to play. Ball knocked loose, and a jump ball. Nope, timeout taken by Greenbrier to keep the possession. The ball was back in Clark's hands, and they take the timeout. 2:29 to play. Greenbrier up 54-48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
2:29 left to play. Greenbrier leads Mountain Home 54-48. Greenbrier with the basketball. Bombers chasing after it. Trying to double team the ball. Here's Tomei. Now it's Matthews left side. Greenbrier playing keep away. They've got the floor spread, and here's a foul against Mountain Home with 2:11 to play. Fouls on Bashir's, his first, team's fifth. Greenbrier will have to hit some free throws down the stretch. They're only 3 of 7 from the line tonight. Tomei with it, 2:02 to play. Stewart, 1:57 to play, and there's the foul. Bashir's with the foul. His second, the team's sixth. Stewart with it, 1:53 to play. Out top, it's Tomei. Here's Clark. 1:44 to play. The Panthers spreading the floor, playing keep away. They spread it with about 2.5 left. And Stewart is fouled by Benton. Foul and Benton is second, the team's seventh. And Steven Stewart will go to the free throw line with a 1-1. He has not scored yet this evening. 1:38 to play. The first one is missed. Rebound, Colton Peters. Here comes Mountain Home. And we've got a foul against the Panthers. Stewart commits the foul. His second, the team's fifth. The Shears out. Priscilius checks in with 1:33 to play. Bombers down 6 with the basketball. Peters into the paint. Basketball knocked away and stolen. 16 turnovers by Mountain Home. Tomei up ahead. This is Dunlap with it. He's fouled. The foul's on Cruz. That's his fourth. Team's eighth. Dunlap at the line. 3 3-pointers on the night. Has 9 points. Luke Jackson will check in. Who's coming out? Priscilius will come out. 1:16 to play. At the line, Dunlap, a 1-1. First one's good. . 55-48, Greenbrier by 7, their largest lead of the night. Second free throw is good. So the Bombers down 8 with 1:16 to play. Benton, right side. Cross court, it goes to Jackson. Jackson frees himself up. The 3 is off the back of the rim. Rebound out of bounds, Mountain on basketball. Bombers basketball, right baseline under their basket. 1:01 to play, down by 8. Having trouble getting it in, they finally get it into Jackson. Lost the handle on it and fell out of bounds. Far from 100% with that knee injury, and he's going to come out. Priscilius will check in. 17 turnovers by Mountain Home tonight, and many of them unforced. That's the downfall right now. 56 seconds left. Pressure. There's Dunlap into the front court. He's going to be fouled with 50 seconds left. Fouls on Priscilius, his first, team's ninth. That's not who they wanted to foul, but he was the only one available, so they had to foul him. He's got 11 points on the night, Dunlap. He's 2 of 2 from the line. Bombers down by 8. First free throw by Dunlap is missed. The rebound, and the Greenbrier has it. Oh, man. And a foul out top. Peters knocks Stewart down. Third on Peters. 10th team foul. Double bonus now for Greenbrier the rest of the way. Stewart at the line. Has not scored yet tonight. 45 seconds left. The Bombers down 8. First free throw is good. One more free throw here for Stewart. 45 seconds left. This makes it a 4-possession game. This is a big one here. It's missed, but he gets his own rebound. Nobody blocked out. Oh, my. He just can't allow that to happen. There's a foul on the far side with 36 seconds left. Nobody put a body on the shooter. The foul on Waymeyer, his fourth. A.J. Matthews at the line, just 6 points and 4 rebounds of the night. Waymeyer's won that battle in the paint. It's the Panthers, though. They're going to wind up winning this one. First free throw by Matthews is good. He has another one. By the way, North Little Rock girls defeat Fort Smith Northside 80-74 in 5 overtimes tonight. It's 9 o'clock, and they haven't even started the boys' game yet. Second free throw missed. Rebound by Waymeyer. 33 seconds left. The Bombers down by 10. Peters inside to Cruz. Layup good. There's a foul with 22 seconds left. We'll go to the other end to shoot free throws. Benton with the foul. His third. Devin Clark at the free throw line. He has 25 points of the night. He's just 1 of 3 from the free throw line, though. He's not looked good at the line as well as he shot the ball tonight. And misses the first one. Bombers down 8. Second free throw is good. Still a 3-possession game. Benton with 20 seconds left. Quickly into the front court. Cresilius in the corner. The 3 missed. Rebound to the Panthers. Tomei has it. Steps out of bounds with it. Turns it over. And the Bombers get it with 12 seconds left. Boy, this is a tough one for the Bombers. This will be their first district loss. And boy, what a great game it's been, though. Looking forward to the rematch coming up here in a few weeks. Peters, a 3 in the corner, won't go. Waymeyer, the rebound. He is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Matthews with the foul, his fourth. These teams are going to meet again Tuesday, February 13th in Greenbrier. That's going to be a good one. First free throw was missed by Waymeyer. Second one is missed as well. Tomei the rebound. And Greenbrier has come to Mountain Home and handed the Bombers their first district loss. 59-50. Greenbrier gets the win. We'll wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Arvest Bank postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.